Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our good friend from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, good morning. How's everything with you?
Everything's great, guys. How are you?
We're great. Thank you for asking. Does the run game need fixing, or should you take 200-yard rushing games like no other team has had in this league and take that as and be satisfied with it? Answer, Ray. What's going on here?
No, I definitely wouldn't be satisfied with the running game right now. I think until that 59-yard run late in that game, they were averaging right around 3 yards per carry, and there wasn't much to write home about. So, no, I think that running game can improve greatly. I think they need James Conner to step up. I don't think the Steelers are going to go back to Benny Snell anytime soon after he put the ball on the ground twice in the first two games. So it's going to be up to Conner, and it's going to be up to that offensive line to block better. I thought they did a really solid job in pass pro, just the one sack for Ben on Sunday, but they got to do a better job of run blocking, that's for sure.
Well, can they afford to just completely abandon Benny Snell, Ray? I mean, who becomes the complimentary back to James Conner then, or do they just not have a complimentary back at that point if they decide to completely shelve Snell?
Well, I mean, if I've learned one thing from covering Mike Tomlin, he has no tolerance for guys who put the ball on the ground. I mean, he's just not going to live with that. If you look at the way that game unfolded, guys, it's 26-14. They got the ball, I think, in Broncos territory or close to it. A chance to, you know, run your four-minute offense, go down, get a score, and that game's over. And instead, you know, they're in a football game. They need a fourth-down stop on their own 15 to get out of there with a win. So, I don't expect, you know, Benny Snell to be counted on for many important carries this week. You know, if he gets, you know, 3 to 5 more carries, that might be fine. He might do that to spell Conner, but I don't think he's going to have an important role until he can prove that he can be dependable with his job security. And listen, if this continues, you got Anthony McFarland. If you're looking for a way to jumpstart your running game, if you think you need a little bit more juice in your running game, that guy was a big play machine at Maryland. So I don't think they want to go there yet. But if this continues, I wouldn't be surprised at all if McFarland got a chance at some point.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. To piggyback off of what Chris just asked and your answer from that, I find this interesting. How does Snell prove, then, he can be trusted? Because that, to me, is where we are now. It's going to be tough to have him prove he can be trusted.
I think you're right, and I think, you know, what you said is it just might be Conner. I mean, Tomlin likes having the quote-unquote bell cow, and I think we might be back to a situation where, he's getting, you know, if they're going to run the ball 25 times in a game, he's probably going to get 18 to 20 of those carries. And, there's going to be opportunities. Guys are going to get injured. We all know Conner's injury history. There might be a time where the Steelers have to go back to Benny Snell, But I don't think they're going to be in a hurry to do that. You know, James Conner, you know, for all the warts in that running game against the Broncos, he did come through with a big run at the end. They needed that to put that game away. So I think they're going to ride with Conner, and I think they're going to try to get by with, you know, what he can provide.
Have we lost sight, maybe, Ray, of just how important David DeCastro is to opening things up for whoever the running back is and how important it could be to get him back and involved, hopefully at 100% this week?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can, you know, add a former Pro Bowl or an All-Pro to your lineup, that's going to be a great thing. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how they shuffle the line, not only this week. I think it's obvious, you know, Dotson will go back to the bench. You know, for this week, but I thought he was really solid in his debut. You know, Ben gave him the game ball. He kept him clean. It's going to be interesting to see what they do like 6 weeks, 8 weeks from now, you know, to get their five best linemen on the field. They always have that card in their back pocket that they can move Filer back out to tackle if they think Dotson is ready for a prime time role. So I thought he was really good, but I think with DeCastro coming back, I think it's going to give that line more, you know, more continuity. I think they might be a little bit more successful in the run game because, you know, that's what he's known for. But, you know, watch for what they're going to do, say, middle of October, beginning of November. What's that line going to look like then? You know, I thought Okorafor played well, too, but they certainly have options if they want to shake things up on the line later in the season.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. Driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. Injury report yesterday. Alualu, Dupree, Deontay Johnson. Are we to worry about any of those three gentlemen?
Well, Johnson's been on the injury report, I think, every week since the opener. So that seems like an injury he's fighting through. He also missed last Wednesday, and then he was full Thursday and Friday. So unless he aggravated that injury on Sunday, I don't think that's going to be an issue. We'll see about Dupree. That one popped up yesterday. Tyson talked to us yesterday. There wasn't really a lot of concern that I, you know, was able to, you know, to gather from his part about that injury. But listen, it's Wednesday. A lot of those vets, a lot of those guys who are banged up probably won't practice today, but look for what they do on Thursday and Friday. I think that'll, you know, we'll have a better idea on both those guys. I think, you know, we've talked about Dupree a lot here in the first couple of weeks here. All has been really, really good, too. He's been good in the run game. He got a sack the other day. They are, so far, you know, two games in, they are not missing Javon Hargrave one bit. That looks like a really smart decision to let him go and to, you know, to plug in all of there.
Ray, I saw a list yesterday, I want to say, of the top 10 pressures generated by defensive players in the league. Four of them, I think, were Pittsburgh Steelers. It wasn't just Dupree and Watt. It was Hayward as well as Tuitt. They're all getting to the quarterback. We talked to Sam Munson of Pro Football Focus yesterday. He called Cam Hayward the best interior guy in the league, not named Aaron Donald. Is this another case of just not underappreciating Cam, but maybe just losing sight sometimes of just how good he really is?
Yeah, because, you know, TJ and Bud get all the, you know, they get all the headlines, right? If they're, you know, TJ had 2.5 sacks, you know, Bud got the sack and the strip fumble. And, you know, Cam doesn't necessarily have the stats, but he's so impactful in the game, just the way he plays inside. And really, it's been that way since 2017, guys. You know, he's made first team all pro twice in the last 3 years, and yeah, I mean, he's never going to get the recognition that Aaron Donald gets. You know, that guy's a, you know, a multiple time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. But Cam Hayward, at 30 years old, is still playing really, really good football, and that's why the Steelers signed him. You know, he's been an impactful player on that line for a long, long time, and he's been a dominant player really over the last 3 or 4 years.
5 minutes before kickoff of the Giants game, to kick off the stadium, and you were sitting in the press box in New York, New Jersey area there, Meadowlands area, did you think that Chase Claypool, 2 weeks into the season, would be this big a part of the offense, Ray? Answer, revert back to then right before they kicked off.
No, I think I mentioned that to you guys. I thought he was going to have a role You know, I certainly didn't predict an 84-yard touchdown or anything like that, but the hype was real. You know, we talked about it during training camp about you didn't hear, you know, Mike Tomlin praise rookies like the way he praised Claypool, and Joe Hayden did it, and Ben Roethlisberger did it. So there was a lot of reason to think that he would be a big part of this offense, and I think his role is just going to grow week to week here. I mean, I think they're feeding him a little bit at a time. You know, you saw in the Giants game, he had the end around to sort of seal that game. They were working on that for a long time. They introduced the deep ball the second week. I'm excited to see what he's going to do, you know, week three, week four. I think they're going to keep feeding him. I think his role is going to grow, and I think he's got a chance to be a really, really good, one of the best rookies in the NFL. I think he's already on that pace, but I think there's even more in his game. I think the Steelers are going to try to tap that.
Steelers reporter Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette with us here on the Fan Morning Show. What about Eric Ebron? Yesterday, Mike Tomlin played it off and said, well, let's just give it time. It's early in the year. Keep watching. Do they have more specific plans for involving Ebron in the offense as things evolve, or does this just simply boil down to the plans have been there all along and they'll be a part of the game plan all along? They just need to find some chemistry, he and Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, I just think it's the chemistry. I think that you know, they obviously signed him for a reason. They didn't pay him $6 million this year to have one or two catches like he's had the first couple of weeks. But just watching him and Ben during training camp, that the chemistry wasn't there like the chemistry you would see with Deontay Johnson or a Juju or, you know, guys like that, guys who have been around. So I think they'll try to work toward that. I think they'll try to introduce him into the offense a little bit more week to week here. And let's face it, you know, he's a new guy. These first two opponents knew the Steelers added him for a reason. It very well could be a situation. I think you saw in the Giants game, guys, Ebron ran down the middle, and then Juju did his little fake, and then he had that wide-open touchdown just before halftime, you know, in that Giants game. So he can be a decoy, too. So I wouldn't be too concerned about the lack of production now, but I do think they need to add that to the offense to be a more complete offense. Because let's face it, that's the reason they signed that guy. They thought they were missing something in the middle of the field, and for the first 2 weeks, we really haven't seen that materialize yet.
Ray, last thing before we let you go. In that stadium, empty stadium the other day, was Renegade weird? What was it like?
Well, listen, we only get two credentials, so I was at home watching on TV. That's the way I viewed that game. So I'm sure they played Renegade, and I'm sure I'll hear it this week. But I was not in there Sunday to experience what that was like.
Got it. Were you? Oh, did you make it to Morgantown and back? By the way, did you double up that morning?
No. Milan Park was shut down due to COVID, so they had to scramble, and BV Baseball stepped up. They found a field in New Brighton. We were all able to play this weekend. But, no, to answer your question, I was biting my nails, trying to do my job watching the Steelers and also watching Game Changer to see what was going on with the little guys.
Game Changer. Did the little guys come through? Did they have a successful season?
They did. They won it again. So.
Oh, of course. You've got some ringers, I have a feeling, on this team. You flew some kids in from Pasco County or somewhere, Ray.
No, we're just this little community team. We'll go out and play in any tournament, play the best, and so far this fall we've been the best. So there you go.
Sure. They've got kids from Cuba, Chris, and they're like, where do you live? South Fayette. Where are you from? South Fayette. Remember, if anybody asks you, you live in South Fayette. Thanks, Ray. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
There is no way Ray's baseball team is winning this much with all kids from the same community. He has ringers, I'm convinced.
It's his coaching acumen.
Buttermaker. Buttermaker Ray. There he is.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.